And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 13th of October, 2009. It was on this day in 1819, John Keats, 23 years old, composed a letter addressed, "My Dearest Girl." My dearest girl was Fanny Brawn. They had met the autumn before, and then in the spring they became next-door neighbors. They saw each other all the time, and he fell in love with her. And he wrote to her on this day in 1819, "My love has made me selfish. I cannot exist without you. I am forgetful of everything but seeing you again. My life seems to stop there. I see no further. You have absorbed me. I have a sensation at the present moment as though I was dissolving. I should be exquisitely miserable without the hope of soon seeing you. I should be afraid to separate myself far from you. My sweet Fanny, will your heart never change? My love, will it? I have no limit now to my love." I have been astonished that men could die martyrs for religion. I have shuddered at it. I shudder no more. I could be martyred for my religion. Love is my religion. I could die for that. I could die for you. My creed is love, and you are its only tenet. You have ravished me away by a power I cannot resist. And yet I could resist till I saw you, and even since I have seen you, I have endeavored often to reason against the reasons of my love. I can do that no more, and the pain would be too great. My love is selfish. I cannot breathe without you. Yours forever, John Keats." They were secretly engaged. Keats could not afford to marry her. He thought he should write a play to make some money so he could marry her. Started working on a play about Elizabeth I, but in February the next year, he started coughing up blood, and he himself knew that he had contracted tuberculosis, which had killed his brother Tom. He recognized the blood that he coughed onto the bedsheets and knew it was his death warrant. He told Fanny she was free to break off their engagement. She declined to do that. His friends tried to keep the two of them apart so as to keep him calm. In June 1820, a book of his poems came out to some success, and he decided to go off to sunny Italy, hoping to get better. Before he went away to Italy, he went to visit Fanny's family, and her mother, one of the few people who knew of their engagement, let John Keats stay with them for an entire month, which he later said was the happiest time of his life. He went off to Rome, where he died at the age of 25, buried in the cemetery for non-Catholic foreigners next to the pyramid, under the epitaph, "Here lies one whose name was writ in water." Here's a poem for today by Jason Whitmarsh, entitled "Anniversary." She says, "He isn't as funny as he used to be. About 50% as funny, maybe less. He thinks, but doesn't say, 'No, it's you. You're depressed. You don't find anyone funny anymore.' She thinks, but doesn't say, 'I've always been depressed. I've never found anyone funny, except you, once.'" A poem by Jason Whitmarsh, "Anniversary," from Tomorrow's Living Room, published by Utah State University Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, producers of Poetry Everywhere, a new series of films featuring contemporary poets. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. And by Gather.com, the social network where people can make new friends who share their interests. You can meet people talking about writing and literature at writing.gather.com. Produced by our technical director, Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.